Track 4.14.
So, Sam, how did you and Jim get together?
Well, it's quite a story. How long have you got?
Don't worry about me. I'm in no rush.
OK. So, Jim was in a band. He played the trumpet.
A rock band?
Yes. They were very cool. They had a trumpet player. Anyway, they weren't a very famous band, but they were quite popular in the part of London where I lived, and they were always playing shows in the area. A friend of mine took me to see one of their shows, and I really liked the band.
Especially the trumpet player.
Well, actually, it was quite a big band. I think there were about 8 of them on stage, and Jim always stood at the back, so you couldn't really see him very well. But after a couple of shows, I did start to notice him, and I thought he was quite cute.
So, did you go up and introduce yourself to him?
No way! I mean, they weren't a well-known band, but they were still a band. I was far too shy to go and talk to anyone in a band. No, I just watched and daydreamed.
So what happened?
Well, after about a year, the band just broke up. That was it. No more shows. I'd never see my mysterious trumpet player again. I was heartbroken. Then, one day, about 2 years later, I was at work. I should say here that I worked in a theatre. I was what they call front of house, which meant I was responsible for getting the audience in and out. Anyway, my manager called me into the office to introduce me to a new member of the team I was in charge of. And there he was.
Jim?
Yes. Although at that time, I still didn't know his name. Anyway, he started working with me and after a few weeks, he asked me out on a date. And that was it. Soon we were going out together.
So, did you tell him that you used to be secretly in love with him when he was in a band?
Well, that's the funny thing. I pretended that I never knew. He used to talk about the band all the time, but I didn't say a thing. And then, on our wedding night, I finally confessed and told him the truth. You should have seen his face.